Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Reaction Time. We're here in the studio reacting, and we have Sayyid Agha Ali Raza in the studio with us. Sayyid Agha Ali Raza, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It's so nice to have you. We kind of bouncing you from talk shows to Reaction Times to these things. Allah bless you for taking time out of your busy schedule. So I believe this is maybe your first reaction. No, we did have your Reaction Time for Shahid Raisi and the march that we had. I just remembered. So we have another video today. If we go ahead, take a look at that and then react, inshallah.
It was a firestorm, fueled by hurricane-force winds, raining down on America's second biggest city. The flames roaring into the most destructive fires in California's history. The cloud of smoke has now lifted. Firefighters have the upper hand. But when that final ember is extinguished, how will Los Angeles rise from the ashes? Pictures of burnt-out celebrity mansions and sprawling waterfront homes can make it seem like the Los Angeles fires only affected the mega-rich. But rebuilding is out of reach for many. 12,000 structures have been destroyed. In a city already in the grips of a housing crisis, a new wave of people are looking for somewhere to stay.
Okay, so Sayyid Agha Ali Raza, of course, this was a short video on the fires that we saw in Los Angeles, in the Palisades and these kind of areas. We saw, you know, a lot of the damage that has occurred, the damage that has occurred to the multi-million dollar homes of the rich and famous that lived in these areas, as well as other people that were affected. A lot of the damage that was done, and this forest fire, bush fire that occurred and did a lot of damage and a lot of property was lost. You know, my initial reaction when this whole thing started and it was happening was that how the world has a very hypocritical face to it, you know? Yes, the property, the damage that was done, I don't think any lives were lost, but the lives that were lost, property damage that was done, people's houses, people's lives destroyed. Wherever in the world it is painful. But I think what is more painful is that we have a 1 year long plus 15 month genocide in Palestine. There are tens of billions of dollars worth of damage that has been done. It will take decades to rebuild the Gaza Strip. 50,000 people martyred, men, women, children, over 100,000 injured. And the world media, the corporate media, you know, the mass media has not done any justice to the Palestinian cause. But when it comes to these fires, you know, and again, I gave my, they say tatemme, this disclaimer that it's bad that it happened here. But what is really painful is that these Palestinian lives and property is considered to have no value, but these multi-billion dollar homes are so incredibly important that it has been portrayed in this manner. Yeah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In fact, what's more laughable is that the dominant narrative in the world, the materialist paradigm, which the Western civilization embodies and then propagates around the world, within that paradigm, natural disasters are just that. They're natural, they're not deliberate, they have no sense to them. So when you compare these fires in Los Angeles, or any other natural disaster of this sort, and when you compare these to a deliberate genocide, the first genocide televised live throughout the world, how can these two even be compared, let alone some person or some groups demand that we have the same kind of apathy to one as we have to the other? One is a crime, an explicit, mind-boggling crime, and the other, at least in their own ethos, in their own worldview, is a senseless chance event that happened. Yeah. And even if you look at it from a very limited materialist point of view, fires of this sort, natural disasters of this sort at this colossal scale, are the handiwork of the so-called development that was ushered in by materialism in the West. So as the Quran says, "Zahar al-fasadu fil barr wal-bahr bima kasabat aydin nas." It is the handiwork of men and women, handiwork of human agents who created this kind of a system of economy that is inherently exploitative, that has destroyed the climate, that has destroyed the weather structure, the weather systems of the world. And therefore, you are falling into the pit that you dug yourself. Then the other thing that the mainstream media does in order to razzle and dazzle and take you away from what is actually going on is the fact that the inability of a country and a state and a system that proclaims itself to be the mightiest government on earth, the greatest economy on earth, with, and if you look at their media products, if they, if you look at their TV series, their net series, their movies, their emergency services, their police service are portrayed as this omnipresent security setup that can, that doesn't lose sight of anything, right? So where is that?
And I want to add here, right, as well. So for example, when, because I was following the news on these Los Angeles, California fires, right? And one of the things that consistently came up was mismanagement by the California government. And mismanagement in the sense where they were not providing enough money to the firefighters. They didn't have adequate amounts of water, right? Where people were taking water from their swimming pools and putting out the fire, which that in itself is, you know, what kind of people are these that they have swimming pools? And your children in Gaza, they don't even have water to drink, you know? If you look and at they the have photos. The luxury of taking water out of their swimming pool and putting the fire out. But the thing that there was not enough water for the firefighters, there was not enough equipment and fire trucks and manpower, to the point where they were taking people out of jails in order to kind of do the work for the firefighters and deputize them and then throw them back in jail. Another discussion, right? But what I what really comes up is this huge question mark. You have billions of dollars that you have allocated to the Zionist entity to, of course, kill more Palestinian people. You have given billions of dollars to Ukraine to kill, you know, Russian men, women, and children and all these things. And the other billions of dollars that you are spending outside the country to the point where you were not even able to have adequate equipment to put fires out in your own country.
And this isn't something new. It's just because the scale of this natural disaster was so big that they couldn't really spin doctor it in any other manner. But for years, for over a decade myself, I've been viewing documentaries, listening to activists from the United States who are bemoaning and complaining about the terrible infrastructure that the United States has, the underfunding of emergency services. Even in the UK, like as we saw recently in these few years, the NHS basically collapsed. So you have these countries who have enough money to spend for foreign wars, regardless of whether that war is legitimate or not, right? And especially in wars which are against the most oppressed people on earth. They have billions and billions of pounds and dollars to spend to keep alive dictatorships around the world, right? And they have billions and billions of dollars to spend to basically rescue their own billionaires at home whenever a crisis comes out. But when it comes to the working classes, to the people who are hand to mouth, right? The people who can't make their ends meet, there is no structure there in the greatest so-called economies in the world. In these great examples of prosperity as they are marketed to the people of the world, the American dream, right? And then, again, the hypocrisy. If something 1/1,000,000th of this scale were to happen in one of the countries, like, for example, the Islamic Republic of Iran, all of the media outlets would be. I was surprised, like, only a few days ago, a terrorist murdered a few judges, two of the judges in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And these were very, very, very biased people. These were people who were experts in their field. And they were renowned for trying people of in terrorism cases.
Yeah, terrorism, in cases espionage.
Espionage, narcotics.
Narcotics. Right?
So these were the dangerous people. That, and one of the organizations, apparently the investigation is still ongoing, but one of the organizations that is involved in this terrorist attack is the MKO, right?
Yeah.
Now, the audacity of the United States government, the United States government no longer lists the MKO, which is known for killing over 10,000, 20,000 people in Iran, killing them purposefully and torture chambers. Yeah. They are not on any terrorist list, and they are funding these people. In France recently, there was this event,
convention
in which there was a convention, and people from the United
political establishment,
from the political establishment of France, of Britain, of the United States were present there, supporting this terrorist organization. But now these are things that really, Sayyidina, have become outdated, really. We mentioned this, but when we see that members of ISIS, members of Jabhat al-Nusra are recycled and dry cleaned, and then they come out with ties on and coats on, and all of a sudden they become presidents of a country. Then obviously, when we're living in this dystopian nightmare of American making, then obviously all of these things are the new norm, right? So unfortunately, this is the difference. This is something that people should realize. We have the American dream created by Hollywood that actually went up in flames in this fire. And then you have the American reality, which is a nightmare, not only for people around the world, but for people within the United States. The middle classes, the poor people within the United States are suffering from the same capitalist tyranny that exists everywhere.
Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sayyid Agha Alireza, joining us on Reaction Time. Until another Reaction Time, inshallah. We leave you in the care of Allah. Dear viewers, thanks so much for joining us. This was Reaction Time.